Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Vineta Mayor Josh Lee likely heard some of those concerns, so he told city councilors at last week's meeting.
About a month ago, I reached out to some of our friends at Manchin, and I asked if they would be willing to have somebody come up and kind of just give us an update on all the progress that's been going on and what's going on and kind of where we're at. And above and beyond, they flew people in from all over the country.
Manchin is the Manchin Entertainment Group. They're the owners, based out of Branson. Christy Adams is a senior vice president and was among those who attended that meeting.
We're happy to go through any updates that we have right now, let you know why things aren't moving as fast as everybody wants them to move, and hopefully explain a little bit of that.
Then Steve Hedrick, executive producer of Project Development, stepped to the podium.
Some of you may have noticed that the RV park is lagging a little behind. And that's my fault. I'm sorry.
Hedrick explained that some of the RV park was on land deemed a floodplain by FEMA. He decided to condense its footprint while maintaining the same number of RV spots and cabins.
Some of our RV spaces were 80 feet long, which is excessive. So I asked them to subdivide those. And and surprisingly enough, the smaller you make it, the more affordable it is. So plus, that gives us time to work with FEMA, and you know how fast the government moves.
And eventually, that land that sits on the floodplain could be used for future expansion, he says. And on the topic of expansion,
the more capacity we have in the theme park and the RV parks and the cabins, the better experience people will have when they come to this theme park and resort. And guess what? If you can give them a place to stay, they'll stay longer and they'll spend more money and they'll buy gas at the gas station and they'll go to the grocery store and they'll go to the bank that's going to be built across the street.
So they also plan additional hotel rooms.
We had originally planned a 300-room hotel, and then lo and behold, we found some efficiencies there, and now we're going with a 400-room hotel.
Despite these changes and having to go back and redesign, Adams told councilors they feel like they're still more or less on schedule.
We always said we were going to open in 2026, so probably latter in 2026, but yeah, we haven't announced any delays. We haven't announced a new time yet, so
good.
Fingers crossed with the team we have together, we can still accomplish that.
She also thanked the counselors and the community for their patience.
I know sometimes it feels like we're holding back information, but we want to give you real information. So as we all know, there's a lot of false information that circulates around the park, around our company, around us, everything. But our goal is always to provide information as we have it when we're 100% positive. So the delay is not intentional. It's just we want to give you facts.
And the fact of the matter, she said, is that the American Heartland theme park and resort will be open for business in just a couple years. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.